What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
Let's have a look at this story here. Page 6 of the Cairns Post today. For those who've been around for a while, the headline, Troubled Site Sells, will ring bells. You'll have to rely on your memory going back some years, but they've had all sorts of issues over there at Falls Cape. But if you've really been a local for quite some time, you'll know that there is a World War II battery there right at Falls Cape. I've got a feeling that a few years ago they might have removed the, I don't know, the gun barrel or whatever. But the rest of it's still there and intact. And if you're into your war history, you should be having a look at that one day. It's very, very interesting indeed. Now, Bronwyn Farr writes, a mystery buyer is outlaying about $3 million to snare a much-loved chunk of the Far North landscape. Now, the 120-hectare Falls Cape at East Trinity was on the market for $2.95 million, Colliers Cairns Managing Director Stacey Quaid said. As the sale was yet to be finalised, he couldn't provide details. It was marketed as a freehold headland home site at the tip of the peninsula leading into Trinity Inlet with more than 3 kilometres of shoreline, including Sunny Bay. Now, the site is home to World War II relics, including that battery that in 1997 was added to the Heritage Register. The land, which was on the market 5 years ago for $5 million, we're talking about $3 million now, it's come down to $3 million from $5 million. Has some infrastructure, gravel roads, no town water. And it goes, oh, we don't need any more because I think I've got, yeah, I have. I've got Stacey on the line here somewhere, Principal Quaid and Colliers Real Estate. Stacey Quaid, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for your interest.
Stacey, have you tracked over there? Have you been to that that site from World
War II?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts? It's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because it's hard to imagine what Cairns was like in World War Two. I mean, we were in some way, if you were living in Sydney and Melbourne, Cairns was virtually on the front line against the Japanese in the war.
Yeah, it was, John. It's a bit like when you head along the Esplanade and have a look at those wonderful gun sitting at the front of the RSL, and you see the guns themselves, and you see all around them and how it was set up. And obviously, at the time, it was a different world. And importantly, historically, I think it was in 1942 and 43 where they were setting up the coastal defence along Cairns and Trinity Inlet. And that battery was put in place, I understand, built by the Americans.
Oh. My
understanding was that there's a lot of concrete. There's two actually batteries that are there, that are big circular concrete plinths, if you like, with magazine stores built in the side of the mountain where they obviously keep their ammunition and people at night. And they were on two levels, and they have a circular rail around them, which at the time no longer there, but obviously had the gun on like a circular rail track so it could move left or right, and then the wheels adjusted it up or down.
Yeah.
And it was never used, I understand. But
It was never used, did you say?
No.
Oh,
no.
That's interesting. I didn't realise that.
No. What I've read is that it was never involved in any direct action. But prioritised by actually General Douglas MacArthur. He decided that it was of strategic importance for the defence of the East Coast. And yeah, so that was pretty interesting, and as I said, it sort of sits there as a monument to those who've gone. But the build, John, would have been incredible. The history that I've understood and talked to those that know more is that apparently all this concrete was batched on site. All the materials were taken up to the top of the point with a like a tableway system that went from down on the ocean. And I've seen in the past, I must admit I haven't seen it in the last couple of years, but there was attachments on the rocks that ferried this cableway run by a motor that would traverse up from the ocean side on the rocks up to the top of the point where this was built. And so there's a big volume of concrete there. I would have to say there's hundreds and hundreds of cubic metres. And it really hasn't been used or utilised or anything there for a period of time, but it is historically preserved with the heritage listing over the site, so it can never be damaged or destroyed. But it is right at the end of the point. But that's a bit of the history. The
yes.
Prior to that, I think that area was established back right in the early years. Of course, it's not that far away from Yarrabah, and the community established there. So, look, it is an incredible site.
Yeah.
And it as some years ago, after the original development that was planned there failed, the council chose to backzone the site to conservation. So, from my perspective, sadly, it will never be developed into the residential community that I thought that side of East Trinity could have used. But it'll be a home site for someone and a beautiful home site for years to come.
Well, what could be built there then?
Really just a home, John. You've got 120 hectares of land that you could develop a home.
One home?
And yep.
Gee, that's a fraction of what was planned years ago, isn't it? Do you remember all the architectural work that was done, et cetera?
I can tell you there was nearly 100 blocks planned, and they were actually contracted to sell. I originally sold this block back after the GFC, and I remember at the time there was people that got their deposits back on blocks there, and there was plans for resorts and all sorts of things. But anyway, the powers that be chose to use that opportunity to back zone, and so that won't happen again. But as I said, it's still a beautiful piece of paradise. You've got Sunny Bay, as you mentioned, which is a sandy stretch along the beachfront, and it's just a beautiful position. But I guess, look, the biggest interest in that story, and it wasn't my real story, I guess it was Bronwyn the journalist had a look and saw it was under contract. Is that these sites that have been, many of them have been around for a number of years, and you'd indicate this one was offered at a higher price some years ago, they're all coming to the fore now that we're seeing this interest in North Queensland from you know, obviously high wealth individuals to be able to pay that sort of money for a home site, that wanting to make this their homes. You know, they're wanting to live here and wanting to enjoy the community and the weather and the everything else that we have and the beautiful natural space. So we've seen some incredible accomplished people from all over the world start looking at our area again, and it's nice to see. I think if nothing else out of this whole COVID terrible experience we've all seen is that Cairns used to be a poor cousin, but now it seems to be a very hot topic, and people are realising why we live here and how lucky we are in most things.
I'm glad you said in most things. Don't go away. I'm just looking at the aerial photo. You can actually see quite clearly that circular battery there. Did you have a look at the photo on page 6 of the Cairns Post today?
I haven't seen
it. You can see it quite clearly. I mean, it's taken from quite a distance, and it's still quite clearly, quite well preserved, that circular pad for the gun battery itself.
Yeah, so there's two there, one on top of the other, one at the lower reach and one on the higher reach.
Okay.
But it is quite a substantial facility.
It must be the lower one I can see in this photo. Gee, I didn't realise you were such a history buff.
The history is, it's obvious, I'm not a history buff by any means, but when I'm involved in the sale of the property, I obviously look at everything to do with the property to try and understand its merits and its history and, you know, where it will fit into things. So, and obviously selling a property that part of the land is heritage listed, I needed to understand what, where and how to be able to ensure that buyers were made aware, because it is something that can't be touched or interfered with. So yeah, that's my take on the history of it. So I don't think I'm a buff of anything, John.
No, but that was a very interesting account detailing, well, those other gun emplacements, et cetera, from World War II. I mean, most people don't realise, too, we had those aeroplanes based here that were flying out to action out in the Coral Sea and coming back sometimes with holes in the wings and holes in the tails, et cetera. I think a whole lot of people aren't aware that this was very much frontline activity in World War II.
Yeah, for those, I mean, it's, we've lived through this COVID thing, which I guess in years to come, people will look back at it and say, you know, lockdowns and all that sort of stuff. And I guess when you go back to the war and shortages of food and you know, we've lived through some times that are very tough. And I guess it's such a nice feeling to be so long out of this war side, you know. I guess that's why Australia is such a popular destination. We're only going to see growth from here on in.
Yeah.
We're a very lucky place.
All right, this has been an excellent update. Just by the way, that house that you are talking about, that abode, would be somewhere near that historical battery from World War II?
There's 120 hectares.
Oh, could be anywhere.
From John, there's lots of places there, and I don't think we're anywhere near that yet potential Nuwana. But it's a great site, and it's good to see it move on to hands that they're going to do something with it and enjoy that wonderful slice of paradise.
Excellent account, Stacey. Thank you. That's Stacey Quaid, Principal Quaid and Colliers Real Estate. That story, by the way, it's under the heading Troubled Site Sells, page 6 in the Cairns Post today by Bronwyn Farr.